We begin by looking at Surah As-Safat, which is in 23rd Juz of the Noble Quran. It has 182 verses. It is a Makki Surah, which begins by talking about the angels. The word As-Safat either refers to the ranks in Salah, or the wings in anticipation of the order of Allah, herding the clouds to wherever Allah wills. It speaks about the jinn and how they are pelted with shining flames. There's mention of stories of Jahiliyyah who believed that there was kinship between Allah and the jinns. The surah speaks about resurrection and recompensation. In order to emphasize belief in resurrection, the surah relates the story of a believer and unbeliever in the conversation that took place in this world and the destiny of each of them, and the believer shall remain forever in paradise and the unbeliever shall remain forever in the fire of Jahannam. The surah presents some of the anecdotes and stories of the Anbiya, commencing with Sayyidina Nuh, and then Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Harun, Sayyidina Ilyas, Sayyidina Lut, alayhi salatu wassalam. It also has the details with regards to the trials and tribulations of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the dream which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw when he was ordered to sacrifice his son, and how he offered himself the sacrifice. The story reaches or teaches the believers that they ought to submit and surrender to Allah. It concludes by mentioning Allah's help for his anbiya and his friends in this world and in the after. Beginning with the first verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَالصَّافَاتِ صَفَّا. By the oath of those angels who stand in rows, Allah Rabbul Izzah takes an oath by various categories of angels, and this is to emphasize that Allah is the only deity. Allah begins by saying, by the oath of those angels who stand in rows, these angels remain in this formation in the worship of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once told the Sahaba, will you not take the form of the rose like the angels in front of Allah? And when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked how the angels form their rose, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, they first complete the rose in front and stand close to each other. In other words, those who stand in rows upon rows, that is the rows of the angels. And oaths are taken in colloquial speech to show emphasis, and in most cases they use against a disputant. However, at times oaths are used in order to portray the importance of a particular thing. And when we look at the study of the various oaths that are taken in the Quran, it becomes obvious that an oath is generally taken as a proof or evidence for the thing on which the oath is taken. So by Allah Rabbul Izzah taking an oath on something, that particular thing gains importance. After mentioning the initial verse, proceeding further, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا, by those who repel by rebuking. By those who repel by rebuking, zajr is translated as who censor, who rebuke, also mean prevent and stop. So the commentators have interpreted this verse in a particular way by saying that the angels who prevent people from sinning, prevent shaitan's evil influence, and inspires people towards doing good deeds. It refers to angels who chase away the devil after rebuking them so that they may not succeed in their efforts to overhear something. It could also refer to explaining the righteous deeds to the servants of Allah and prohibiting them from sin. And this could also refer to the righteous person who prohibits his own soul from evil and also rebukes and scolds others upon whom will make mischief on earth. Moving further, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا, and by those angels who recite the reminder. Those are the angels who recite Allah's scriptures to the Anbiya. They convey the scriptures from Allah to the Anbiya. Another interpretation is that those angels who are engaged in Allah's zikr and glorification, either one of this, those who memorize them in order to convey them to Allah, the instructions. Inna ilahakum la wahid. Surely the deity of all of you is one. The angels in the heavens, the pious servants on earth, all have been bearing testimony, either verbally or physically, that the master and the deity is of everyone is Allah. And that we are all his subjects. We are all simply the subjects of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Without doubt, Allah is one. And who is Allah? Rabbus Samawati wal Ardi wa ma baynahuma wa Rabbul Mashariq. Allah is the sustainer of the heavens. Allah is the sustainer of the earth. And whatever is between the heavens and the earth, Allah is the sustainer of the two points of sunrise. On one side, from the north to the south, and two eastern regions, the sun has a different point of rising on every single day, and every star is a different point of rising. And on the other side, in the western regions, they are the same points of setting. So the probable reason for mentioning the points of sunset is that by mentioning the points of sunrise, the points of sunset are automatically understood. So from one angle, the rising and the sun and the stars establish the domination of Allah's power. And therefore Allah Rabbul Izzah has mentioned that. Inna zayyanna sama ad-dunya bizinatil kawakib. We adorn the lowest heaven with the beauty of the stars. The twinkling of these thousands of stars in the darkness of the night appears so beautiful, so captivating to those who watch them. Allah has decorated the sky of this world with the adornment of the stars. Before the advent of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the shayateen used to frequently ascend to the skies, and they would overhear the angels discussing future events, and they used to then report these matters to fortune tellers, together with other hundreds of lies that they would mix with this. And when any of these events transpired as they had reported, people would begin to have faith. Ah, you know, that fortune teller gets it spot on. He knocks the nail on the head. But with the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sent the shayateen, were barred from reaching the heavens, from reaching the skies, and they were unable to hear what was being reported. وَحِفْظًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ. And there's a guard against every rebellious shaitan. The angels, in fact the stars, have two purposes. The one is the beautification that we spoke about. And some stars that break are used to repel the and repulse the devils. Now the question is, what are those shooting stars? Are they completely different species from the light-giving stars? Are the rays from the very light-giving stars which turn into blazing darts of fire? Or are they fragments that have broken away from the stars? Scientists and scholars have given various opinions in this regard, and irrespective of what they may have said, they are also used for the purpose of pelting the devils. And this has also been referred to in Surah Hijr, in verse number 17 and verse number 18. لَا يَسَّمَّعُونَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ الْأَعْلَى وَيُقْضَفُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ جَانِبٍ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they cannot eavesdrop on those angels of the upper heights and are pelted with the stars from every direction. دُحُورًا. They are repelled. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ وَاصِبٍ. And they shall have an external punishment. They can no longer eavesdrop as they were used to in the past. That particular avenue has been closed. So the devils, they are no longer able to gain insight on what is happening on the higher levels. Allah has made mention of this also in Surah Mulk, where he says that that we've made them a means of pelting for the shayateen. People have objected with these verses and talking about that, but we are satisfied with what the description has been given in the Quran, where Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَةَ فَتْبَعَوْ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. Except those who snatch away something, and then a shining flame pursues them. In a quick attempt to overhear, the devil is able to pick up something, the angel goes and hears quickly, and then a star is cast at them, and it follows them. And that is what they are struck with. So these opening verses of Surah As-Safat talk about the angels and how they respond to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzah. They respond by executing the command and carrying it out in various ways. There is also mention of this great phenomena of the angels, and this is all in the first 10 verses of Surah Safat, the 37th Surah of the Noble Quran, a rather lengthy Surah, which we will continue discussing in the coming days. We go for a Nasheed, and then we have the market report.